Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm honored to be your host today. My name is April J. Ford. I'm an author, entrepreneur, and philanthropist with a prior background in engineering. To find out more about my work, you can go to www.joysofyah.com. And when the website is ready for the nonprofit organization for women and youth empowerment named Joy's Gift, and that stands for Global Illumination Foundation Thrives, I'll be sharing that as well when the link is live. I want to express my gratitude to Tom Cunningham. He's a certified Napoleon Hill instructor for allowing me to host a few of the shows here on Journey to Success. The purpose of Journey to Success is to interview people who are making a difference in the world to help encourage and inspire others to do the same with their lives. So my guest today is Sharon Lechter. Sharon is a founder and CEO of Pay Your Family First, a financial education organization, and youthpreneur, an innovative new way to spark the entrepreneurial spirit in our children. In 2009, Sharon was appointed to the National CPA Financial Literacy Commission as a national spokesperson on the topic of financial literacy. In 2008, Sharon was appointed to the first President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. The council served both President Bush and Obama, advising them on the need for financial literacy education. Sharon is also an entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, educator, international speaker, licensed CPA, chartered global management accountant, and most importantly, a mother and a grandmother. She has been a pioneer in developing new technologies, programs, products to bring education into children's lives in ways that are innovative, challenging, and fun, and remains committed to education. In 1997, Sharon co-authored the international bestseller Rich Dad, Poor Dad, along with 14 other books in the Rich Dad series. Over 10 years as a CEO, she led the Rich Dad company and brand into an international powerhouse. In 2008, she was asked by the Napoleon Hill Foundation to help re-energize the powerful teachings of Napoleon Hill just as the international economy was faltering. Her best-selling books, Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, and Outwitting the Devil, were both written in cooperation with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. Sharon's most recent book project is Save Wisely, Spend Happily, in cooperation with the American Institute of CPAs. She's currently completing the next book to be released this June, Think and Grow Rich for Women. Welcome to Journey to Success, Sharon. How are you today?
Well, I'm fantastic, April. Thank you so much. Delighted to be with you.
Great, great. And first off, I do want to say thank you, by the way, for signing your Save Wisely and Spend Happily dedicated to my two little kids, Anaya and Alan. You know, they're only 8 and 9, but I figure at least, you know, we'll get them started on the right path.
Absolutely. They're never too young to start learning about money.
Right, right. Now, with your original background as a CPA, how did you even get started in the personal development arena and entrepreneurship?
Well, it's quite a long story, but it'll just, as you read my introduction, it just proves that I'm pretty old. I started my career as a CPA back in the mid-70s and had been raised in a lower middle class home, but my parents were entrepreneurs. And so at the ripe old age of 26, the entrepreneurial bug kind of bit me, and I said, why am I working so hard for everybody else? I said, I'm going to work this hard. I should be working for me. And so I started my career as an entrepreneur when I was 26 and went on to start a woman's magazine. I, if you're familiar with children's talking books that have sound strips down the side, I started that industry with an inventor, and we grew that around the world. And then my own children, I was married, Mike and I have been married for 34 years, and our own children started growing, and they didn't like to read, and so I helped get that, you know, that was my passion behind the talking books. And then in the early 90s, in 1991, we relocated to Arizona, and our oldest son graduated from high school in 92, went off to college that fall, and by the time, in 2.5 months, he came home at Christmas time and said, Mom, I'm $2,500 in credit card debt. So So
wow.
I was pretty upset with him, but I was more upset with myself because I had taught
right.
him.
You're a CPA.
That's right. I had taught him all the things my parents had taught me, and he was with me when I used my credit cards, but he wasn't with me when I paid them off. And lured into all these things like sign here for a free T-shirt, sign here
right.
for free money, free pizza. And so that was December of 1992, and that's really when I dedicated the rest of my career to financial education and financial literacy. And my passion for it is still as strong today as it was then, because we're still not teaching our young people about money, and money is a life skill. It doesn't matter what you do, you need to understand it. And we all have a choice. We can either be a master of our money or a slave to it. And my drive and my goal is to help people learn to become masters of their money.
Right. And like you stated, you pioneered helping the inventor of the first electronic talking book. I mean, that was a multi-million dollar market right there.
Yes, it was a great, great company, wonderful opportunity. And it was a wonderful way to see from the ground up. Mike and I work together in most of all our businesses, and my husband is an intellectual property attorney. So we really found a way of growing and expanding and leveraging through licensing and through going internationally into multiple languages. So it was really an incredible experience. And so I took that experience and applied it when I started the Rich Dad Company, started working and realized that didn't really want to grow a big company. We wanted to license it to existing companies around the world, and that's how we exploded the Rich Dad Company globally into 51 languages, 108 countries, is by finding partners who knew that the message for financial education was very needed. And that's how we built the Rich Dad organization.
And you've also basically catapulted into other products and their branding. I know you even have a game called Thrive Time for Teens, and it goes back to the whole financial literacy concept, and it seems like you're continuing to build on that passion.
Absolutely. The Thrive Time for Teens game I created when I left the Rich Dad organization in 2007. I started my current company called Pay Your Family First, and one of the things that I saw was that these young people are coming with not enough self-confidence, and they're not learning skills about really understanding how to spend their money and how to spend their time. And so I created the Thrive Time for Teens game because it's really a life and money reality game. So it teaches them, young people, that they are in the driver's seat of their own life and that they are the ones who can determine what direction they go. So every choice they make can either drive them to success or drive them into debt. And the sooner they get the fact that they're not victims and she can't lay blame on other people with ability for their own lives, the more powerful they will be. And the sooner they can learn that, the earlier they can learn that, is that they will be not only be a master of their money, but they'll be a master of their life and be able to direct it in any direction they choose.
Right, and I think you just put it, you know, right on the spot. It's not about the money, but it's the principles of the choices that you're making. You know, some choices lead us to consequences or failures, but we still need to learn a lesson out of those failures. And some choices we do end up and it leads to a road of success. But I think the fundamental principle is, you know, what choices am I going to make moving forward with my life? And it's not just the end goal of obtaining money.
Right. Living a rich life does not necessarily have anything to do with cash. It has to do with the definition of success is really how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. And
right. That
has nothing to do with your reflection. It has to do with, are you happy with where you are today? And if not, start making different choices today, and tomorrow will be better.
Right. And that kind of transition to our next topic of how, you know, the Napoleon Hill Foundation asked you to start, you know, continuing the teachings of Napoleon Hill's principles. Can you talk a little bit about that, of how you were approached and introduced, and what did you think, and what did it feel like to you as an honor?
Well, absolutely, certainly. You know, I've always heard the saying, you need to clean out the closet to make room for new clothes, or when one door closes, others open.
Right.
And it's never been truer in my life. When I chose to leave the Rich Dad Organization in 2007, we were at the height of success. And some people said, you're crazy, but it just wasn't the right fit for me anymore. I'd built the company for 10 years, and I knew that my personal mission needed to go in a different direction. And so right after I left there, I got the call from President Bush asking me to be on his advisory council. I would never have gotten that call had I still been at the Rich Dad Company. And a few more months later, in March of 2008, I got the call from Don Green, who's the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Yes,
and we had known each other for several years, but he had just learned that I had left the Rich Dad Company, and he said, we really need your help because we want to reenergize the teachings and the principles of Napoleon Hill. And they asked me to step into the project 3 Feet from Gold. And that, you know, you never know when a phone call is going to change your life, because it certainly did. And it's just been an incredible honor and just a delight to work with Don Green and the people at Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Exactly. And I had the pleasure of meeting Don as well. And for our listeners out there, as Sharon indicated, Don Green is actually the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And when I met him, I think it was just last year at the Think and Grow Rich Summit, you know, I told him I wasn't even personally aware of Napoleon Hill until it was introduced to me late 2012, early 2013. But boy, when I got my hands a hold of, when I got a hold of Think and Grow Rich and started reading through it and listening to the audio, I told Mr. Green, I was like, I can totally resonate with this, because with all the adversities and challenges that I've had to endure, even at a young age, I was basically practically, you know, using the same fundamental principles that Hill was teaching, but, you know, unbeknownst to me, since I wasn't familiar with his work, I was practically using the same things. I just didn't know there were titles or principles, but like Hill said, there's really nothing new under the sun.
That's right. And his principles in Think and Grow Rich are as valid today as they were when he published in 1937. But just as you said, most people today, even, gosh, under the age of 50, many have clues who Napoleon Hill is, certainly, and they haven't read Think and Grow Rich. So it was very important, and it was our goal to reach out to your generation and get them to understand that the principles of success are available to everyone. And we did that through energizing the message to 3 Feet from Gold. And then I was delighted and excited when the Napoleon Hill Foundation called me, and once again, a life-changing call from Don Green asking me to review the manuscript of an unpublished work of Napoleon Hill's called Outwitting the Devil. And it had been hidden for over 70 years. His wife was afraid of the title. It had been locked away. The foundation got custody of it, and the month we released 3 Feet from Gold, they called me and said, Sharon, we really would like your opinion on this manuscript, and they sent it to me. And quite frankly, when I first got it, I thought, oh, this is a hot potato. And I sat down and read it in about 2 to 3 hours, and it really changed my life. And I thought, you know, this was, yes, it was hidden, but I think it really was hidden. A greater power was at work, that this book is really important for today, because it talks about the things that people do to hold themselves back that they don't even realize, the subconscious triggers that make us make decisions. I'm sure anybody on this call can agree that at some time in your life you've overreacted to a spouse, a partner, a child, and you go, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And many times we don't even know. And Outwitting the Devil really looks and says, you know, what is it about your life that where you have fear? Where does that fear come from? And fear just is a huge trigger that keeps us from creating the success we deserve in our life. And in the book, he outlines 7 steps to get rid of the negativity in your life. And it really is transformational. And so the 2 books together, Think and Grow Rich and Outwitting the Devil, it's a powerful double punch on getting you in the right direction to make sure you create success in your life.
Right. And when you indicated, you know, it was such an honor for Don Green to phone you and get your feedback on the manuscript. I mean, I can only imagine what you felt like having the manuscript. And you actually brought the manuscript at the summit last year. And I just felt so honored just to be in the same room with you, just to even see the manuscript, let alone, you know, read the original manuscript and touch it. But why do you think that it was hidden for so many years, or why do you think that now is the appropriate time for society to, you know, learn the knowledge or the message that Hill had for us?
Well, I think had it been published, now to understand Thinking Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill spent his entire life researching and writing Thinking Grow Rich. It was a 20 to 25 year project, which he released in 1937. And when he released it, he was unsettled. He said, you know, even though people know what they're supposed to do to be successful, they don't do it.
They don't do it, right.
Boy, does that ever hit home for almost everybody I speak to. We know what we're supposed to do, but we just, inertia, whatever it is, we don't do it. And he himself was frustrated because he said, here I am. I'm the custodian of this incredible work on success, and he himself had continued to have ups and downs in his life. And so he sat down, and in just a few months, he downloaded Outwitting the Devil, in essence, and wrote the book. And it really, it would have been powerful then, too, but maybe it would have been too powerful. Maybe it wouldn't have allowed Think and Grow Rich to have the incredible success it had had it come out at that time. But I do believe that today we need a bit of a kick in the pants. And I think Outwitting the Devil is a little irreverent, it's a little in your face, but it goes to the element of if you want to create success in your life, there's no excuse. It's $15 investment to unlock whatever it is that's keeping you back. And it really has over and over and over again, the reviews we have, it really has opened the door for so many people to shed that worry, that guilt, that shame, whatever it is, the fear of the unknown. In many cases today, fear of success is what's holding people back. And, you know, the fear of criticism is such a huge one today in young people. You know, they're afraid to step out and be independent because of the fear somebody might criticize them. And one of my philosophies, and you asked me about my entrepreneurial thing, when I was 26, I asked myself, why not? Why not try something different? Why not do something new? Why not take the path less traveled? And it's that question, that why not question, that has helped me shape my entire life because it helps trigger that entrepreneurial spirit.
Right. I think that's what it is. I mean, just the pure definition of being an entrepreneur is that, yes, you're willing to take the risk. And my big thing is, you know, my faith is always greater than my fear. And like when Outwitting the Devil, a lot of it's fear, and some people, unfortunately, they let fear motivate them, right? It basically consumes them in the wrong direction of their thought process and the decisions that they make and the actions based on those decisions.
That's right, and I think it is a lot of times, you think of someone that you care about that seems to be frozen in time, somebody who and you hear the phrase, I've talked to them till I'm blue in my face and I just can't get through to them. Well, many times it's because you're too close. And so I've had so many people say to me, you know, I gave my friend Outwitting the Devil and it really, really made a difference. Sometimes you have to kind of step back and stop lecturing and start loving the information that can be transformational. And just over and over I hear from people who've given the book to friends or to family or to children and seen miracles happen as a result of it.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, like you said, you read the entire manuscript in its entirety for, what, 3 or 4 hours? And for me, I basically read it in two sittings. You know, I started one evening before going to bed, read for a couple hours, and the following evening before going to bed, I basically finished the book. So I was like, wow, this is a powerful book. No wonder they hid it for so many years. I think now is the appropriate time because people are more, you know, consciously aware or awake. Like you said, some people may not be ready for the message back then, but they are now.
Well, and so many people have read it over. I mean, I read Think and Grow Rich when I was 19. I probably read it 100 times. And so, again, every time you read it, something else is going to pop, something that you need to hear at that moment, at that time. And so you want to continue to study and reread and do study groups. And really the dialogue that you'll get from people around you will help you uncover even greater secrets. And that's why even when I released Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill Foundation, Don called me again and said, you know, we've never done a book specifically for women. And they asked me to do Think and Grow Rich for Women, which will be out in June of this year. And I'm very excited about it.
Wow.
And so Don is at the publisher, and it's I've interviewed and researched over 300 women. And so what I did was I looked at the original outline of Think and Grow Rich, which is 14 chapters. And each chapter, I start with a synopsis of Hill's message, because I do believe the messages of success are the same for men and women, but we tend to approach them differently.
Right.
And
right.
Think and Grow Rich was written during an all-male time in business. So I took Hill's principles, and then I look at it through the eyes of successful women. Several successful women comment for each chapter. Then I talk about how that chapter actually applied in my life, how I applied it in creating success in my life. And then I end each chapter with what I call the Sisterhood Mastermind, when I get quotes, references from women all over the globe on each of those principles. And each chapter ends with an ask yourself question. So back to the reader. How can you analyze your life? How can you look at your life and see how this principle has helped you create success? Or maybe the lack of it has kept you from creating success in your life. And
oh,
it's just
I love
been
it.
A huge,
it's more of an interactive workbook as well, not just,
yes.
You know, okay, great. And that's
yes,
coming out
is.
In June. Did
and
you?
You can go, if you go to SharonLechter.com/women, you can pre-order it and get some special gifts. So we want to change the dialogue for women from negative to positive. Instead of complaining about the wage gap, let's celebrate that the wage gap is very small with younger women. Instead of complaining about the lack of women on boards, let's celebrate the fact that corporate boards that have women on them outperform those that are all male by 66%. I just want to change the dialogue from complaining and being negative to one of celebration of women all around the globe.
A collaborative effort. Now, with the 300 women that you interviewed or studied, I'm assuming it's from various backgrounds and industries. Could you tell us a little bit more, just off the top of your head, some of the women featured in the book?
Oh, sure. I have women from history. I have certainly Mother Teresa. I have Rosa Parks. I have Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, Condoleezza Rice. I have some of the top CEOs, Indira Gandhi, the CEO of PepsiCo. I've got the CEO of Xerox, Ursula Burns. I've got probably 20 to 25 top women earners in network marketing companies around the globe. I have top women executives in education. I've got the president of Harvard, president of University of Virginia, Wise, and University of the Maine campus. Both are women. So it's a collection of women from all walks of life. And then I have women heads of state from around the globe, and their take and their advice for other women. So it truly is a celebration of women in all walks of life.
Wow, I can't wait for my copy in the mail. Now, Sharon, when you were doing your research and interviews with Think and Grow Rich for Women coming out in June, did you talk at all about, how this relates to the shift, I call it a shift of consciousness with this paradigm of women in the corporate world? I mean, both of us, me being in the engineering corporate technology world and you having your CPA license also in the corporate world, did you touch on those topics as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole mindset of how we think. And the paradigm of how business is running today and in the future is changing. It's coming, we're moving away from a competitive and win-lose environment to more of a collaborative and cooperative win-win environment, and women excel in that. So the issue of the glass ceiling, we complain that there's only 23 women top CEOs. Well, I want to change that dialogue because there were only two in the year 2000. So let's celebrate that we've gone from 2 to 23. And let's celebrate that over 50% of management positions in corporations across the country are now women. So we've made tremendous progress, and we need to celebrate the progress and understand that the business world is going to be much better with both men and women in it. It's just women to the exclusion of men. We need to work together and have the brilliance of both the feminine and the masculine working together to create great success.
Right. I totally agree. When you said, that paradigm shift is happening between a competitive world and collaborative, Like you said, inherently or naturally, women tend to excel in the collaborative effort just because of, you know, it's just nature to being that nurturing, collaborative energy in that space. But, you know, like you said, we do have to work and coexist together, and I think that's a very important point to point out.
Absolutely, and I think that anyone who really, you know, of course there are women out there that are very masculine, and there are men out there that have a strong feminine quality. So it's not, it's really understanding that it's the psyches of both men and women that can come together to create the greatest pattern for success. And just think about it. If a woman walks into a situation with a chip on her shoulder and, you know, negative towards the men about how they've been holding women back, the men are probably going to be less receptive to bringing her into the fold than somebody who says, I'm so happy to see that you've made some changes, and I'm so happy that you're looking at making further changes. I'm here to help. So, again, it's we have to be our own best advocates, and we need to do it with love, sincerity, and collaboration, and you're going to see the doors, the C-suites fly open when women are more collaborative and they're showing and applauding those companies that are bringing in more women into leadership.
Right, and I think it's not just about, you know, women competing with men, because also in some situations, women can also be competitive against other women because they're fighting, like you said, for that one seat, right? There's only one seat available for one CEO. You know, chances are pretty slim just to be a woman by itself. And when you're competing against all the guys, and now it's more of a, you know, you're on your own kind of thing.
Well, women are typically in the history, they're better today, but when I first started my business, there were very few women, and women were horrible to each other. So that's part of changing the dialogue, to get women to be supportive of each other and celebrate each other. I think Sheryl Sandberg's book that came out last year, Lean In, is a true testament that we still have a long way to go. I mean, she was pummeled, and it was primarily by other women. And I say, you know, that was her formula of success. She found success in her life. Let's celebrate that she found success. Her formula may not be the right formula for you, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't applaud her right and her ability to create success in her life. And each and every one of us can find our own path to success. Is her path right for me? No, it was a different path. I use a different path. Each and every one of us should applaud the fact that women now have the opportunity, definition, and the role that they see is best suited for them and their family.
Right, agree. Now, in closing, Sharon, again, I appreciate your time here on Journey to Success. If you could tell the listeners your website again and any other last-minute closing remarks that you'd like to leave us with, go ahead.
Well, thank you, April. I really am delighted to be on the show with you, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I applaud your efforts. And I think from a standpoint of my website is SharonLechter.com, and I invite all of you to come join me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of that good stuff. And please visit SharonLechter.com/women. The greatest gift that you can give to me and to women out there is for us to let the publishers know that we want this book. So go ahead and pre-order it. It'll be shipped to you on June 17th, and you'll help us drive it to the bestseller list. If you go to that website, you'll be able to sign up for some pre-seminars that we're going to be giving at $900 value. So in exchange for helping us get the pre-orders out there. And if you go to SharonLechter.com/bootcamp, I have some free scrolls that you can have that compare Napoleon Hill's words of wisdom with things that I have in the new book, Thinking Rich for Women. But I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to hearing from everyone.
Great. All righty, Journey to Success listeners, that's our show today with Sharon Lechter. Until next time, I'm April J. Ford, and remember, from Hill's work, Outwitting the Devil, be definite, know your other self, call upon the infinite intelligence God, own your own thoughts, conquer fear, and never drift. Bye for now.